Rick, there are certainly a number of ways to draw attention to campaign finance reform and your other efforts to make the democratic form of government more responsive to the needs of people. Why did you choose to walk roughly 10 miles a day for over 300 days to make this point?
I hoped and expected that our country, the richest in the world, would get better at how it's serving its citizens on my watch. It is going in the wrong direction by all kinds of measures, and it's hurting America.
And when you were walking 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, how did you pass the time?
I multitasked. I had earbuds in almost all the time, and I listened to podcasts, books, audiobooks, mostly on constitutional law and constitutional history. I OD'd. I learned much more on this walk, I'm sure, than I learned in law school in the constitutional law courses.
So take me through what happens when you walk into a community in the middle of America. You show up as a person who's walking across the country to fix democracy. How did you meet local folks? What kind of reception did you get?
So what I would do is, as much as possible, reach out in advance to organizations in the communities and states along the way that are working to improve things at their level, local and state, in ways that would help this political system be fairer, more equitable, more inclusive, produce a bigger range of candidates. We're not going to like them all. And a fair process to evaluate them better than just listening to opposing attack ads, so that it benefits all of us. They, in turn, would choose whether they wanted to organize events. And my job was simply to direct any media attention that it draws because of what I'm doing to those people standing next to me and get the media to focus on what they're doing in their local state or community to help things get better.
And how do you think money in politics influences the discussion of these issues?
Out of all Americans, how do you afford to give contributions when you can't afford to even have enough to eat properly and pay your rent, et cetera? The bulk of the money that is running our political system comes from a mere, practically infinitesimal number, percentage of rich Americans, the richest amongst us. And it's been on full display this last election cycle. You know, these are the people that our congressmen get on the phone and call, not from their office. They have to walk across the street to make it legal to the dens where they dial those people. They're dialing less than 25,000 people out of all 355 million of us. You know, that's what's biasing the way outcomes are coming and preventing outcomes from serving the people. There's a way to fix that.
If you could make one change right now that would have the most impact, what would it be?
Well, I'd preface it by saying, if you make one change, we're not going to fix the system. We're not going to change the result. But the one that is probably within citizens' ability to influence state by state is to focus on getting all the candidates on a single ballot. After all, we pay through our taxes to have those primaries that are really benefiting primarily the political party, Republican or Democrat, and their candidates. Why not make the primaries benefit all of us and put all the candidates on a single ballot and give the voters more control? All of a sudden, you flipped who candidates have to pay attention to. They don't get to the general election unless they please the majority of voters on issue after issue. So that would probably be the one that has the most likely chance of advancing in the short term.
Rick Hubbard, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today about these important issues.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity on behalf of all those people that I met along the way that want it fixed.